Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
At the turn of last century, one man left Bulgaria to blaze a trail and conquer the world's most elite opera stages. Petr Rajchev, a striking bel canto tenor, is the first Bulgarian to have made a career internationally, performing at La Scala, Covent Garden, the Metropolitan, Bolshoi Theatre, the Grand Opera of Paris. The presentation of his autobiography called Life and Song takes us back to times and events long gone by. His grandson, also called Petr Rajchev, took up the mission to supplement and re-release the book.
Неговата кариера стартира през 1912 година с, как да кажем, зашеметяващ старт на сцената.
His career took off to a flying start in 1912 on the stage of the Covent Garden, and until about 1944, he constantly guest performed at the world's most prestigious opera theatres. He has performed over 80 roles and 100 songs. That was a time long ago, a time when being an opera singer was like being a rock star. That is why Petr Rajchev has performed side by side with names like Shalyapin, Caruso, Del Monte. Petr Rajchev was born in Vienna in 1887. His talent was revealed during his school years when he started singing in the church choir of the renowned Bulgarian composer and pedagogue Professor Dobri Hristov.
Трябва да се знае, че Петър Райчев всъщност е една всестранно надарена личност. Той е учил
Петър Райчев was more than an opera singer. He studied literature at Sofia University and graduated the School of Painting. So it is no coincidence that his self-portrait painted during his student years is on the cover of the book. At the time he wanted to become a writer, then an artist. Ultimately, as there was no music academy in Bulgaria, he went to Moscow to study with the help of his sister. There he declined an invitation to the Bolshoi Theatre because he thought he wasn't ready. So he left for Italy on a Bolshoi Theatre scholarship. Listen now to an archive recording of the aria of Rodolfo from La Bohème by Puccini and Petr Rajchev.
Mandu di gioiere. entrare con voi però e di miei sogni usati e i miei sogni miei sono stati di me qua e la
In Naples, Peter Rajcev studied with renowned pedagogue Fernando de Lucia, and all of a sudden, the doors of the opera theatres were thrown wide open to him. He started performing with the foremost names of opera of the age, but also kept company with the European elite, Stefan Zweig, for example. Writers Ivan Vazov, Dimitri Debelyanov, Elin Pelin, and many more were part of his cultural circle in his own country.
Най-баналното е да ви кажа, че са се обогатявали един друг, но не мисля, че това е някакси за тях.
They were all people of one mind. They shared the same systems of values regarding harmony, art, each in his own field. Peter Rajcev was close friends with actors Konstantin Kisimov and Krstyu Sarafov, with one whole generation of dramatic actors and singers who have left their mark on the country's cultural and musical life. And he always took pride in his Bulgarian roots. Once in London, he saw a poster on which he was presented as Italian. He called up the theatre at once and stated that if the error was not corrected immediately, he would not sing. It was. Listen next to Rebel Song by Dobry Christov.
Idame o plakva.
In 1936, at the apex of his career, Petr Rajcev returned home to assert opera singing in Bulgaria. On the one hand, he did so for the sake of his country, but on the other, to him this was an honour and a privilege. He founded theatres, staged opera productions, lectured. His efforts would frequently fall on deaf ears, but he never gave up to his very last breath. We wind up with aria of Rodolfo from Luisa Miller by Verdi and Petr Rajcev.
Tradia, mi tradia.